Hey, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Good Fortune Show. Welcome back. The last time we were in the City of Gods, and when we were returning, we stopped at the temple. You know the temple from Jungle Book? But a very working, functional temple. And we took our car in. It's actually an SUV. We took it in to this little place, but we can't really go in. We're at the outskirts, but the place is small. And guess what? I think the monkeys know us by now. One of them saw and then called somebody, and then, they just started to gather around. I think they recognize our car. And then all the mother monkeys with little baby monkeys clutched to their bodies, they start to gather around. And there were quite a few of them. I think these monkeys are really busy making babies. And it was so cute to see. It was adorable. Little tiny baby monkeys, their little heads. So cute. And the mother monkeys started to gather around along with other monkeys. It's like they had a call. They have a call. And they called out, and I think they recognize our car by now. And then they had even more bananas than before. They doubled it. Because I think they gave this call, and everybody and his brother and sister, mother, father, babies. Oh no, the babies are clutching, but the small ones, they all came. So there was a banana feast going on over there in this place. But the mother monkeys, oh my God, obviously they took many, many bananas while clutching the little baby monkeys. And it was absolutely adorable. And you might hear some sounds over here. There are a lot of birds outside and they're making a ruckus. And so, we're in our home place today. And after this meeting, I mean, after this show, we're leaving for the City of Gods because June 22nd is my birthday and we want to be there for my birthday. So we didn't want to keep staying there many days in advance. So we are doing a show now right here and a lot of sounds. You might hear them. And then we're leaving for the City of Gods as soon as the show is over, within half an hour, we're leaving. It is good fortune, I suppose. I mean, it is fantastic fortune to have all the monkeys recognize you. It's so cute. The baby monkeys were so cute. But then during, oh God, the birds are really going. I mean, they're singing to each other and talking, and a lot of birds outside. And then we saw this movie. I think her name is Dakota. And she's the one who acted in 50 Shades of Grey. And we saw her movie, Materialist. It's the latest movie, just got released. And we watched it in a extremely luxurious theater. It's a love story. And it's about how she kind of attracts this rich person, but then she decides, Dakota Johnson, she decides that ultimately she's not in love with him. She's in love with her ex, who, by the way, did not have money, but he promised her love. So she chose love over money, whereas previously she had ditched him for money, for the sake of money, because he couldn't pay $25, $20 or $25 parking tickets. And he would keep driving around trying to find something that's cheaper. And he was kind of penny-wise, pound foolish. Penny-wise, pound foolish. It is a watchable movie. I wouldn't go and say it's by Celine Song. It's supposed to have a little bit of darkness in it. So I would say if you want to watch that movie because it's so little the dark, you could ignore it. and just enjoy the rest of the movie. It's not a bad watch. Ignore the dark part. But I do want to tell you one thing. The decisions that Dakota Johnson, the character, I forgot her name, the decisions that she makes ultimately based on this little bit of darkness that appears, it's a little bit, but it is for her important. And when I say little, I'm not trying to reduce its importance. I'm just saying that the scene or the scenes compared to the rest of the movie are not so big. That's what I meant by little. She makes her love decisions based on this darkness, and I would say that is not soulmate manifestation. That is not joyful manifestation. She makes her decisions based on darkness. And so I would say that is not the right way to do it. They could have shown it some other way. It doesn't fall within the good principles of the law of attraction, manifestation, joyful manifestation, and soulmate manifestation. So nobody should make their love decisions the way Dakota Johnson did in that movie, is what I'm saying. And so after that, we watched this alien movie about this child who goes and into some galaxy where all the planets are being represented. And he kind of saves everybody. So that was okay. And we watched that yesterday, but we watched it in a movie theater called ICE, ICE. It's the name given to the theater, and it's different from the luxury theater. The luxury is super luxury, where you have your VIP entrance, and they have all these special food service for the people who are visiting these three theaters, which are in this luxury section. So it has its own VIP entrance, own sitting area, own set of washrooms, and so that's different. But this is another theater. It's called ICE. And yes, the movie's name is Elio, Elio. Now, this ICE theater is, it's got this 3D thing going, and yes, I think they have some 4D also, I've heard. I haven't seen it. I'm not sure about that. So this movie theater, it has the main screen, but along the sides of the theaters, both the sides, right until the exits, which are at the, back, where they mark exit, which is not the actual entrance. They have panels. Six panels on one side, six and a half on the other. And so these panels, when you look at them, they don't look like screens. They look like part of the wall decor, but they start getting animated. So they showed us in such a way because it's a galaxy movie, right? With planets and everything. It looked really pretty. It was in 3D. And plus, all of these panels on the sides of the movie theater, right till the end of the theater, which is right at the top. The last seat, just before the last seat. It shows the movie. So imagine that you're watching in 3D and you have all these planets, and these planets are continuing all along the sides of the theater, and it's called ICE, ICE. And it's the first time that I've been in this theater, and I didn't even know such a thing existed. when I came to India, back again, they had things which I've not seen in the US. talking about the villagers and the four people on the bike and all of that stuff. That's a different set of things. But where their electronics or where their IT is concerned or all these things, I had not seen some of the things in the US. And I don't know, maybe it was hiding. Who knows? Because in Las Vegas, you're busy watching the shows, you're going to the casinos, you're watching the shows, you're doing other things which are entertainment related, not necessarily technology related. And so, yes, we had this wonderful time. First time I saw an ICE theater with paneling on the sides, which looked like regular walls, but then they get animated and it carries the movie beyond the main screen, and it was a fantastic experience. Now, we're going to be leaving for the City of Gods after the show, but I do want to tell you that the decisions that Dakota Johnson made, she got dark. You know, she went into her dark side somewhere during the movie. And then she started to make negative decisions. And so I would say don't follow that. Follow Joyful Manifestation. And she allowed somebody's, I think, issue to enter her consciousness. So her aura was all very well and tight and preserved. And she was moving towards luxury in her life. But then she allowed somebody else's darkness, something that happened. And, you know, we don't want to undermine anybody's issue. But Dakota Johnson allowed that to penetrate her. And then that tight bubble that she had for luxury got broken. And then she started making different decisions. Now, it's okay if she had arrived at these different decisions without the darkness pushing her towards it. It should have been something that she arrived at by herself, you know, with her own energy. But she allowed somebody else's energy to enter her aura, which she had built up over the last few years, into success and luxury. And then she started making decisions based on that. And that's where the movie, it doesn't follow soulmate manifestation principles or joyful manifestation principles. So it's an okay watch, I would say. You know, she looks nice. And but we need to make sure that we're not taking the darkness and seeing how she makes the decisions based off the darkness. Now, if she had not done that, and she'd arrived at conclusions on her own, like she loves the guy, she loves her ex, because he's really nice, blah, blah, blah. But she was not doing that before. But the darkness pushed her into some kind of a mindset. And then she started to choose her ex. She could have chosen her ex because she really loved him and she didn't really care, you know, whether he was rich or poor or anything. But she allowed the darkness to push her towards that. And that's where the issue is. So, yes, you know, for people who are into good fortune and following the principles of good fortune, this is something to look out for. And I went and I watched the movie day before yesterday. I felt I had to review it for this show. And I'm glad I did that because it really shows that people, okay, say Pretty Woman, the movie Pretty Woman. Ultimately, Pretty Woman, even though she came from darkness, she was not choosing Richard Gere, Julia Roberts, for Richard Gere. She was not choosing him based on darkness. He's charming, rich. They fall in love truly. And this is not whether people should have chosen Julia Roberts given a background. We're not discussing all of that. But we're saying that the motivating factor for her to choose Richard Gere was not darkness. It was not pushed. She was not pushed by darkness to choose him. She was pushed by love and the way he treated her, or the fact that she'd fallen in love with him. She liked his lifestyle. She was guided by the right things. And so, yes, a difference between the older days romantic movies and the current day romantic movies. Then I watched another movie, which is an Indian movie, where this woman, she's a wrestler, and she's really good at it, it seems. But the guy wanted a woman with very long hair, past her hips, subdued, not more educated than him. And so in her family, they had to disguise her to make her look all, you know, somebody who doesn't, who's kind of not a wrestler, the opposite of being a wrestler and not so educated, etc. But then it works out But she had to save him at some point. So obviously, her wig came off. Her hair came off. She was busy bashing everybody up in the movie, all the tough guys. She bashed them all up. And then he realized the truth about her. She's way more educated than he is. She's also a professional wrestler. And that's not her real hair. So it was a woman empowerment movie, and the way his ego first knocked at him, and he was always known as the man of the whole town, but now the village, but now he is. Everybody is going to his wife instead of him. And the women put together a group called Husband Protection Group. Okay, so in real life, I haven't seen this. Not that I'm going around looking for it, but I watched it in the movie, and they put together a group where they're supposed to. Then ultimately, he had to let go of his ego and accept her for who she is. This is who she is, and he accepted her that she was powerful. She could wrestle 20 guys at the same time. And so he finally accepted that, this is who she is, and he accepted her. So yeah, a lot of movies out there that, whether we are into women, female empowerment or not, it's basically saying that do not judge a cover by its book, or don't think that women are not capable of what men are capable of. And no, I'm not rooting for women right here. I'm just saying that these are the movies. And so, finally, the goddess of good fortune could have been knocking on somebody's door, and it is up to that person to open the door and to allow her in. And people need to use their intellect to decide, okay, what is good fortune? Is this good fortune for me? Dakota Johnson pushed away a guy, a man who is living in an apartment, I think in New York, I'm not sure. There were buildings all around. He was living in an apartment worth $12 million, and she pushed him away. And the darkness kind of did something to her, and she pushed him away. We're not going into the right and wrong of it, but what we're saying is everybody needs to be careful that their decisions are based on the right factors, the right points, and not the wrong points. And that understanding that, oh, the goddess of good fortune was knocking on our door. And did we open the door to her? Did we push her aside? Did we slam the door? What did we do? And so our minds need to be very, very geared towards good fortune. A mind should be capable of understanding what good fortune is. The wiring in the mind should be such that it's constantly choosing good fortune. It's constantly making the right choices instead of making the wrong choices. For example, there could be a really handsome guy. He could be really liking this person, but someone else could be in his life or could have been in his life and is karmically or not yet in his life, but is trying to enter his life. But their energy kind of creates a energy path, draws this handsome man in and takes him away from who could be the love of his life. So different people around fictitious John could be affecting fictitious John with their energy and making fictitious John think, oh, that's reality. But attraction, So people have to be careful when they're thinking that, just like they say in astrology, planets do affect people and give out energy. Same way people affect fictitious John, or could be affecting fictitious John into making decisions because they're busy drawing fictitious John into their lives by creating some kind of an energy draw or pull or vortex or some kind of a force that pulls fictitious John towards this person, taking him away from his true love, kind of making his mind confused and making him, it's a kind of a hypnosis, you know? It's a kind of hypnosis when people put their energy onto someone. The mind could get confused and they could get into a state of some kind of hypnosis. And so clearing one's mind, you know, shaking one's head and understanding that, oh, this may not be true love, but I could be under the spell, as they say, of somebody who could have used some kind of energy. It could be something that they deliberately did. Some people do that. It could be something that they're giving out anyway by virtue of who they are, and they pull fictitious John into their reality. Being free means being able to exercise one's free will properly. And for that, we can't be confused. We have to be very clear. We need to know if there are other energies influencing us. And then we make decisions, and that decision is made out of free will. And it is something that when a person makes a decision out of free will, then he could be said to be in his own space, making decisions and choices based not on someone else influencing him, but based on the fact that he's considering what he really wants and needs in life. And then a person is able to basically go towards good fortune, because inside of us, there is a spark, and the spark is always giving out joyful manifestation energy. So within us is source, and this source is constantly giving out joyful manifestation energy and filling our aura with positive energy. However, when the aura gets infiltrated, then the other things, other factors kind of fight with this joyful manifestation energy, which source is producing within us, like champagne bubbles. And then after it fights with this joyful manifestation energy that source is producing within us, it depletes it. It reduces its effect, it reduces its power, joyful manifestation abilities get reduced. So we have to protect our auras. We have to allow the joyful manifestation energy to fill us up so that we become the most powerful joyful manifestors ever. And, you know, we will be going into part two. We're going to be listening to some music. It's one of my songs. And so let's take a couple of minutes break. And I'm hoping you're still going to be there when I come back. So don't go away. Hold on tight. Mrs. Gandhi, I hear for the good fortune show, the words that I use there. I actually, while recording, before recording, I sat and I was learning those words from the person who is in charge of recording me, the senior engineer there, and I was learning these words from him and the pronunciation. That's what happened. So, anyway, we want to talk about letting go. What does letting go mean? Because a lot of people talk about letting go and surrendering, but they think that letting go means giving it up, giving up. However, letting go is more about, it's about letting God take care of things, or letting your inner self, source, take care of things. Taking care of the fact that, okay, so if we use our physical energies, our physical mind energy, the decision may not be so great. This is when issues get to such an extent that letting go seems to be the only option. However, it doesn't mean to give up. It means to temporarily let go of something which creates negativity. And then when we let go of it, we kind of feel relieved for a bit that, okay, we've let go, but it doesn't mean that it's gone. It just means that we've let go of the issue, we've let go of the matter, because as long as we're holding on to the matter, the law of attraction could bring in more energy of the same. Like attracts like kicks in, and people get stuck in this energy corridor that they did not want to get stuck in. And so when a person says, okay, you know what? I'm letting go now. I'm letting go. It just means that you're just walking away from the issue for a little bit of time. We're going to neutralize the energy. And then we're going to come back to that situation with positive thoughts and feelings. So from the negative, it becomes neutral. From neutral, it starts to get positive. Because you know something? You are a joyful manifester. Welcome to the group. Dear joyful manifestors. And you know something? We're all co-creating. We're kind of partners in a way. And this fact that you are a joyful manifester is something that you shouldn't forget. You cannot become Dakota Johnson of the movie Materialist. No, it's a decent enough movie. I enjoyed watching it, don't get me wrong. Everything's pretty, pretty, pretty. Everybody's nice, nice, nice. It's a very nice movie, but it is not the way to manifest. She was not being a joyful manifester. She had allowed into her energy some other forces which then influenced her decisions. But right now you're a joyful manifester, or you're getting there, or at least you should tell yourself, you know something? I'm a joyful manifester. And I'm going to do this the right way. I'm not going to allow other forces, should they want to influence me. I'm not going to allow that. And so being a joyful manifester is something that we can do for ourselves. It's something that we should do for ourselves. We can't go down the dark path that other people go down. And then what happens is, oh, we're part of this mass consciousness and we're just manifesting what everybody else is manifesting. And for this movie, you know, where she's a wrestler, it's about women's empowerment. She gets mad at every small thing. She just, her legs and hands go out beating people. So yeah, she's strong. She's a wrestler. Oh, that's a good thing. You know, a woman wrestler. She even saved her husband. But what is the energy that's circulating within her? Is she, what is she? What is the reaction? Why is she reacting so quickly to seeming When she was saving her husband, that's fine, correct? But there were other situations. She just slapped her uncle. Like, here, I'm slapping him because he said something. So people need to know what is the wiring? What are they following? Are they being extremely reactive? Who are they? Are they warriors? Are they warriors? So the warrior energy kind of dominates a lot of people. And you can see that certain presidents, they were in money energy and now they're warriors. So people change their energy base, the foundation of who they are. They get changed. And then this warrior female in this movie, well, it worked out because it was a women empowerment movie for Indian women, correct? Like, you don't have to be docile. You can be strong. You're better than men. It's not even about being equal to men. Here, she was actually better than him. So the message was for those people who are really, really docile. And the message was for them. But is that really joyful manifestation? No, I mean, she was basically going around slapping people every time she got upset. So her energy base was more warrior type. She's more into, oh, somebody's going to do something to me. I need to be protecting myself. She's in that place. She's not in the place of this world is good, people are good, my life is good, I'm in good fortune energy. I am nicely taken care of. Everything I want is given to me. I'm in the place where the good fortune goddess has taken a personal interest in me and wants me to do well. She's more into, oh, somebody from left is going to attack. Somebody from the right is going to attack. Somebody from the front is going to attack. Somebody from here is going to attack. I need to be prepared. That's the warrior energy. And so, as we learn to differentiate, oh my God, who am I becoming? Who am I becoming? It's very, very important that we need to be joyful manifestors, people who think, at least you can start to believe, oh, I'm in good fortune energy. I only attract the best of me. And then go more into the space where we're not being warriors, we're being people who, oh, and by the way, I just found out that while I was reading one of my, the sage ancestry thingy, which I told you about, one of them studied directly under Buddha. Direct disciple. So, wow, that's amazing. And so, yes, we're going out of the warrior energy. People who are in it have to get out of it, have to go towards something where there is golden energy and beautiful, soft. It doesn't mean that a person's not strong. You can always go to the gym and prove that you're strong by lifting the weights, doing push-ups, running a lot. See, physical strength can be maintained in other ways. You don't have to be a warrior and then maintain that physical energy. But as we go towards good fortune energy, we know that, oh my God, there is this light. There is this pure light, and it's soft, it's strong, it's beautiful, it's powerful in a nice way. Power in a nice way, not the kind of power that they use to threaten other countries and to make them feel less than who they are, but it's a different type of power that a person is tuned into. And so, this good fortune energy and this concept of letting go is just that. People let go of the issue. They get into neutral energy because now they're not in the issue energy. Once they get into neutral energy, then they can start thinking positively and attract better things to them. And that is good fortune. Good fortune does include exposure to luxury. It does include the fact that we're given wonderful experiences. And we're being treated in a way that other people who cannot make their energy, who cannot convert their energy into good fortune, They're busy walking in some other corridor, but it has nothing to do with us. It has nothing to do with us. Today, we want to establish our individuality, our independence. You know, the fact that, and this kind of independence is where we're saying we can be part of a family, don't get me wrong, but we want our independence to choose the energy corridor that we're walking through. I mean, if you walk through one of the casinos in Las Vegas, that's an energy corridor all the way from my home while I'm driving and I'm watching these beautiful architecture around me. And then we get into a particular casino. All of that is an energy corridor, every bit of it. And then we're watching what is there in that particular energy corridor. We're the people who deliberately put ourselves into those energy corridors. Now, people who are used to good fortune from a very long time ago, you know, where we're born into a good family, we're fed until like you're more food. What? You know what I mean, right? So people like that, they attract that anyway. They're anyway walking through those great energy corridors. And one of my cousins, he texted me some time ago and he said, I moved to the US. And he's from Australia. He's been there for donkey's years. And when I finally, you know, looked at his text and he said, oh, you moved to the US. He says, no, I'm back in Australia for a few weeks. I'm like, okay, you're going between Australia and the US. And so he has a certain energy going for him, you see. He has a certain energy going for him. And he's walking through that energy pathway or through that energy corridor. That's him. And so when we all think about the energy corridors that we're walking through, and we walk through certain, we can walk through certain energy corridors deliberately if you're trying to change your karma. Or we already have been in great energy for a very long time and we're naturally being pulled into it. Oh, it's naturally part of our aura. But the mind, the brain part, is given to us so that we can make deliberate choices. This is the path that I'm taking. That is the path that I'm taking. I'm going this way. I'm going that way. This is the energy that I want to maintain in my life. This is the corridor that I'm going to be walking through. And so then what happens is, by virtue of the law of attraction, more is attracted to us. More is attracted to fictitious Jane. And she gets to live her life the way she wants to live. So, other than that, when we really think about it, wow, all of these decisions are constantly making us into who we are and into who we want to be. And we did say, okay, we're turning up the heat. And then we did say the last time that we want to pen down some thoughts about where we're going and what we want to see happen in our lives. What is it that is going to be the main thing that we're going to be doing so that we attract money? Millions and millions. We're not talking about a job. We're not talking about a job that brings in 70,000, 80,000. And Dakota Johnson, after her brief stint with her ex, where she was completely broke, she started to make $80,000 a year gross before taxes. And so then, since she was so interested in money, she did attract somebody who lived in a $12 million apartment. She then got attacked, her aura got attacked, not that she did, by darkness. She completely changed her path. And she went back to the place where she felt that money is not important. So here's the thing. Money is important. It is important. It is important for all the roads that are being built, the highways that are being built. It's important for the metros. It's important for all of the educational institutions. And if I walk down a road over here, the main road, you won't believe the number of colleges and other things which have been constructed for helping people, for providing services to people. It's just every few buildings, there's an educational institution. There is something that is built for helping people, this whole place. It's completely soaked in wealth. Like I said, they look simple, but money is flowing like crazy over here. There's just so much going on. I'm in the city right now. My house is facing greenery on one side, and behind me is wealth flowing like we can't even imagine. It's all money talk. Restaurants, educational institutions, everything flooding this place over here. And people just keep. And so, yes, we're against construction right now. We're for greenery. But I'm just talking of the wealth aspect. People are busy talking money all the time. They are busy making money. They may not look rich, they would look very simple, they're always talking the language of money and enjoyment and how do we prosper and how do we build this? How do we make this happen? Make that happen? So there's a lot of wealth fortune going on over here. And for people who want to tap into wealth, well, I'm in a place where there's a lot of wealth going on. When people decorate their houses over here, the people who are, who have taste or who like good things, they panel all their walls. I mean, the walls, there's decoration going on everywhere, false ceilings, lighting, wall paneling, wall decor. Kitchens are completely amazingly made. I mean, there's so much money invested into homes that you can't even imagine the amount of money that is flowing. And they just opened a new studio for home boutique, selling home furniture. And these things cost a lot. So they're surrounding themselves with luxury. The house walls inside are completely, it's like they want to reflect luxury. This is for the people who are into that. We're not talking of the villagers or the people who are simple. They will be dressed completely simple. They will look like they don't have money, but they have a lot of money. But the people who want to decorate, they put in so much money into their homes. I'm not saying everybody should go and do it. This is how they are. So chandeliers hanging around. It's like going into a home and it's like a five-star, seven-star hotel. That's how they start. They just start putting money. They start putting money. They just want to reflect their taste in the environment that they're creating inside their home because, outside they can't. They cannot control the four people on the bike. They're not able to do that. So inside their homes, they're making their homes as luxurious as they can. So there is a very big, I would say, attention given. No, they're giving really big attention to luxury. And when they talk about luxury, they go out of their way. They go out of their way. Statues, carvings, depictions of, they'll go out and buy paintings that are really, really old and expensive, which were in a palace, and they'll take it and they'll put it in their homes. Because they want to reflect wealth. And going on around us. We need to basically decide who we are, what we give importance to, but not get bounced around like Dakota Johnson in the movie Materialist. She basically got bounced around by everybody and their thoughts and their, if something is bothering somebody else, she took it on. And then she changes the whole course of her life. Like whatever she built, it's changed. It's now taken another path just because of outside influences. So when such outside influences are going on, we need to be in our mind, in our joyful manifestation mind, and we need to decide, okay, you know what? This is what we want for ourselves, and we're not letting our good fortune be affected by other people. So then we let go of everything else, the negative, we get into neutral, and when we're in neutral and we feel like, oh, okay, you know what? I'm in the place where I can make a decision. Me, myself, and I, we make the decision. We can take advice from other people, but it has to be conscious advice. It's something that we ask somebody deliberately and they give us answers. We screen it, we filter it, we analyze it. And then we put it into action if we want to. But it's not because somebody else's energy is pushing us. It's not because Dakota Johnson is getting emotional and then she's being swayed away from her goals and then making decisions because somebody else's energy just changed her path, her life path. Now, whether she would have done and whether she would have been back with her ex by herself, that's another question. But it should have happened not because she was being pushed by somebody else. And so today we want to stress on our individuality, our independence, our free will, our ability to detect good fortune where it is. Our ability to go to the places where this good fortune exists. Our ability to basically be, you know how those metal detectors, they detect metal in beach sand and people take these metal detectors and they're going around finding something that's precious. Or when they're filtering for gold, you know, when they go searching for gold in rivers, gold nuggets, gold, little tiny pieces of gold. There is a very deliberate attempt to strike good fortune, to strike a fortune. It's just like looking for oil. It's like searching for gold, mining for gold and other precious gems. It's just like that, that the mind becomes a detector for luxury. It's so well equipped now. It's such a joyful manifester. And yes, you know, we want to bring in the law of multiplicity again and say that we want to make sure that the surroundings or the circumstances surrounding the search or detection, whatever we're doing, is good. It's kindness. It's niceness. We don't want to give up that part because, you know, the law of multiplication is working, multiplicity. But our minds sharpen to such an extent that we're able to detect luxury miles away. You could be in the middle of a jungle. Could be in the middle of a jungle, but be able to detect luxury miles away. Your senses, your intuition, your ability to draw in that energy has to be very, it needs to start getting really, really sharp. And when you do that, trust me. And even if you don't trust me, trust yourself. With a bit of practice, you will be able to smell money. Your nose will go like, I detect money. That's me sniffing. I detect money in the air. In fact, even before something is going on, you're able to detect that, oh my God, there's so many clients coming. There's so many customers. I can smell the money coming in. I can feel it coming in. So you see, the difference is a lot of people in the world want to smell trouble. They want to detect trouble because I don't know what happens to them. They just love trouble. But we want to be those people who can detect money in the air, who can detect luxury from miles away, who can be sure that they will be guided towards luxury, and they become so good at this. And they're able to pull in good fortune because of having developed this special ability. And we're at the end of a show now. We will be meeting again for the Joyful Manifestation Show next Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard of Time. And until then, I want to wish you happy good fortune hunting. I want to wish you a fantastic rest of the week and a fantastic rest of the day. This is Gandhi Iyer signing off for the Good Fortune Show.